You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where a group of creative people get together and we each share an idea that we're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as an invention, idea that's outside our area of expertise, a futuristic sci-fi movie idea, or an evil prank. And rather than just letting the idea quietly slip away, we get some fun out of it by joking about it together. I'm comedian Dave Welfare.
I'm comedian Ryan Allen.
Comedian John Ruggiero.
I'm comedian Chris Young.
I'm your host Tom Wilma. This is Creativity Wasted.
All right.
Okay, go ahead,
Chris. Wonderful.
Okay, so they told me to come to the plate here with an idea that I probably won't pursue, but I've been thinking a lot about it. I went shopping with my parents the other day, and I want carts that I can not only put my kids in, but I can put my parents in too, because I'm tired of looking for them up and down the stores. So they play hide-and-go-seek, and it's not a good thing. So I don't know. I don't know how big the cart's going to have to be, though. It's going to be one of those things. I'm going to need a motor. I'm going to need, like, collars on my parents, so if they get too far away from the cart, it sort of zaps them back to the cart.
Instead of looking like a fire truck, it's just a 56 Chevy.
Yeah, it is. It's, you guys sit in the back and don't eat the food, right? I saw you take a bite out of that green pepper, right? All the stuff I used to tell you, right?
So, is it a motorized cart?
I don't know. I'll have to either be that or I'll be very strong by the time I push it through the store. So
only for strong men and their weak parents.
Would you have to pick up your parents and place them into the cart?
You know, that would be a treat. So that would be one of those things that somebody might want to roll camera for. I was kind of thinking, though, it might have a low rider deck so they could just sort of step on. So I don't know, picking them up, sitting them in there.
A double-decker bus to put the old people lying down in the bottom. And then
right,
the
because they all ask for the same things, right? You take your parents and your kids shopping, they're all asking for, can I have this candy? No, you can't have that candy.
My kids are always asking for shoe polish. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, sure, yeah. trying to qualify for some discount or some affirmative action program. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's always Halloween at your house.
Yeah, that's how they get by. They're real old timers.
Yeah, cool.
Now, will the cart go extra slow for them?
You know, I think it should go fast because they always left me behind in the aisle, right? And it's going to have its own PA system, so I can, instead of going to the front of the store to page them, I can just page them from the cart. I've been thinking real hard about that.
Now, different stores have different versions of this cart. Like, of course, you have your, like, grocery store carts and everything, but what about the big box stores, like your Lowe's or your Menards and stuff like that, where you got to get the wood and your tools and stuff?
You'd have to have a big version and probably have to run on jet fuel. Sure.
The best callbacks always refer to things that happened before we start the show.
For sure.
Any good, well, not thought out plan should run on jet fuel, I think.
They should just have the big box stores like Costco and that open everything so it's like two lanes so you can just drive through instead.
Sure, right.
It would be so much easier. Then you can keep your parents in the back seat the
right.
whole time.
Yeah, this would be – they have driverless cars. This would be two people telling you don't know how to drive, right?
Two backseat drivers.
Right. No, I've been thinking about another idea. I know that one is probably, you know, ill-conceived, and there's a lot more logistics and engineering than I'm accustomed or even able to pull off. But I've been thinking of really something that would benefit every pale American like myself during the summer. It's beer inside sunscreen. I call it beer screen. So as you drink more beer during the day, it self-applies itself, and you know, don't wake up at the end of the day or not wake up at the end of the day sunburned.
So you sweat the lotion out of you.
Right. So you ingest it. It sweats out through your pores, and by the time that naturally plugged, you no longer sweat, but you don't have a sunburn.
So are we allowed to swear on here?
Yeah.
I'd buy the shit out of that.
I plan to go to market with it in cases of 24 and then 36 on the big end. So I'm not sure at this point what the SPF factor is, but after 36 beers, I think probably you're not as well concerned.
So. Higher the SPF, the better? Is that going to be the case?
So, I think it's a contest.
Now, if your skin smells like beer, do you have to worry about alcoholic men running up to you and starting licking you?
Hey, that could be a plus. I don't know for a lot of people, but I'm hoping that there's some of the fair sex that might be into that too, but I don't know.
Honey, I think you've had too much. I don't want to burn.
Right. I'm thinking the seagulls might even enjoy that. Drunk Crabs. Oh, there
man.
You go. All right.
Man, that's
so
yeah.
that, I don't know. I don't know how to go to market with that. If someone's a good brewer.
or can defy all medical science.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, you know, since this is ill-conceived, we might as well Absolutely. Just set the bar very high.
So. Now, there are things that can absorb through the skin, and then there's butt chugging.
Yeah, is that absolutely?
I'm not so sure you'd take a can in the can, but if you really want to do that.
Are you talking like butt chugging, like where you pour a bottle up your butt? Or
yeah.
Like,
what, yeah, Steve-O did that.
Steve-O did yeah. that? I must have missed that one. I heard the kids were like absorbing tampons and everything and inserting them in places.
Yeah, you put vodka in the tampons and then the tampons up there.
That shit's crazy to me.
Wow, that is more commitment to get drunk than I need. That is really thinking more than I ever did alcohol.
I thought that's why you drank vodka, because you didn't really smell it. Even when it sweated out of you, you didn't sweat it. That was the drink you drank.
I don't know.
You don't want to have farts that smell like alcohol. That's what he's saying.
Now, I'm saying is you're not going to penetrate me to get me right, drunk, all right? I'm just going to get drunk.
Right.
It just seems to me that there's some fraternity out there made up of scientists. Fraternity brothers that think up all of this specifically.
Well, their buttholes are probably really clean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They have the cleanest, most alcohol-filled buttholes.
Right. Yeah, I'm good. Any time it requires me to do something on that end to get drunk, I think I'll stick to the old-fashioned.
So. Sitting by the fire, drinking some beer. Right.
Now, I believe there was a show called A Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah.
I believe one of the episodes had to involved somebody got in a bathtub filled with alcohol and they absorbed it either know if they absorbed it through their skin or through their asshole.
Well,
accidentally.
At that point they absorbed it through everything.
They absorbed it through something.
There's osmosis
and they died of alcohol poisoning. So your idea may actually have more plausibility.
Hey, it's got legs. Well, man, I didn't know until I came here, but I know I had a couple ideas here. He told me to bring just, you know, I can't just
think
of
one. We'll let you go like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You let me go 10 minutes. So I have
another
usually
one. Prefer one idea, but yeah.
Yeah, since I didn't really plan real well for my invention, I had a couple there. The parents in the carts sort of went away, and we had a lot of fun with the beer screen. I'm thinking now, because they're building a wall, right? So there's going to supposedly be a wall that will take away all the taco trucks, so to speak. So I'm thinking there should be holes in the wall every so often so the taco trucks can pull up there and I can still get tacos from the wall.
Taco holes.
Taco holes. There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything relates to holes. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry.
Could I get my free holies there, too?
Oh, man.
Is this exclusive to tacos or can we get burritos?
I think you could probably pull off a burrito if you talk to them in the right way. Yeah,
and then you'll have enterprising people with, like, pitch, you know, just like chiseling out their own holes, and then they'll sell all the stuff that they're selling on the highway anyways.
That's black market holes, right? Put Trump on that one. I'm not sure how the logistics of that will work either, but we got big ideas, and I think, you know, as ill-fated as some of these might be, we might as well add to the fun and the laughter. So
now, how wide is the wall? Like, can you stick a hand through a hole? Or
they're saying no, it's going to be bigger than that, but in actuality, absolutely, you'll be able to stick your arm through.
Right. Anytime Congress gets involved in it all, it's going to be, you know.
Oh, you know what they can do? Like the bank. Yeah. You know how they have the tube thing where you shoot? They can do that, but it's going to have to be like burrito
taco
size.
Burrito tubes.
We can make a tube system.
Charge me a chalupa. Cool. So those are the ideas I have. I don't know. I came here and now I'm feeling even worse about some of them. So,
but that's what we're here to do, is to make your ideas seem that much worse.
We're here to shoot down dreams. I appreciate it, guys. And thank you very much. But last thing I thought of, and this has been one of those things. I worked in an office for a lot of years, and I didn't know we had what I called a work wife, and my wife had a work husband, right? You know, the people you work real close to that you talk bad about your spouse to. I was thinking about wedding rings for work spouses. So they're not really like a wedding ring, but they have that WS on them, right? And so that way they know that they're important to you during that time period. Every work office closet relationship begins with K, I think. So it's...
I'd like if they would be just be made out of punch cards.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Your badge fobbed me today. Right?
No, there's no other implied benefits that go along with that ring.
Well, yeah, you like those people, you know, at work, oh, yeah, usually because you don't have to go home and deal with all the other stuff that goes along with actually being married. You can just get their opinion. And
I'm willing to deal with you for 8 hours a day. Okay?
Yeah, right. And then we are contractually done. We're done. Yeah, we're done today. So see you tomorrow, right? I don't have to – where have I been? She knows where I was.
How long you been married?
I've been married about 15 years now. 15
years. Broken like a true pro.
Yeah, man. Right. No, yep, I love my wife, but I couldn't work with her. So
I work with mine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I do. I work with mine.
So yeah. this might benefit not benefit you then. So,
not yet.
I think that beer screen might be the best thing for you.
Totally. I do need that.
Oh, fantastic.
Other than that, I came to that market. I think, you know, I'm there. It's just a matter of I need investment and therapy and all of those other things that make a comedian sick in the head. So I think that's where we're at with this.
I can't wait to see a beer screen on Shark Tank, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I did have an idea a few years ago, and I posted out there, and now the brewery in Howell, Michigan, sort of stole my idea. I said, I think I want to make a beer that tastes like macaroni and cheese and call it a craft beer.
It's disgusting. I've been there. It's gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
It's really gross.
The brewer there, the one lady, they have the – because I know they just came up with it. So I'm thinking –
oh, my.
That, yeah, I don't know. The hot dogs and macaroni and cheese. So I think that's – it is gross. So you've been
– I was really drunk when I tried it, and it was still gross. So.
Well, you can one-up them. You can make one that somehow tastes good, if that's at all possible.
I can't make beer. I don't have the commitment. Man, I can't sit and watch anything for more than 10 minutes. See some of those whiskeys. We're going to put this in a cask and wait 30 years to drink it. Yeah. I might not even be around then at that point. So I'm going to try it today.
Is it done yet?
Right. Sounds like. Dad, are you done yet? Oh, yeah, just a minute. So, right. But all good. So I'm glad I brought these ideas to the table because now I'm going to go home and throw this in the garbage and start anew. So.
Okay, thank you for blowing your material on my podcast.
Yeah, this is Unshark Tank. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't think any of us is going to give you money.
No, I doubt it. Well, you guys do have your cars parked in the parking lot, and I saw some change in the cup holders, so I'm halfway there. So
it's all yours.
All mine.
Okay, awesome. You want to go, John?
Yeah. So I'm a big video game player, and one of the things, oddly enough, that seem to be happening nowadays is they come out for games for the most mundane shit. Like, they have truck driving simulators, farming simulators, all these different games. And especially in, for some reason, Germany, there is a gigantic market for, like, people that play, like, warehouse simulator. Like, pretending to be on forklifts and stuff like that.
Cool. That's called, I don't want to get a job, I want to play job.
They go work for 8 hours and then come home and game the exact same job for right. 8 hours.
Yeah, that's
Now, is it like forklifts that you can like murder people with?
No, it is just doing a normal day's job.
Grand
it
theft
really
forklift.
Is. It is. Right. Yeah, exactly. There are you know, there are some enterprising people that can have more fun with that than just that, like running over, you know, your fake foreman who's over in the corner. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that stuff happens. But what I was thinking is I currently work as a valet at a hospital, and I want to make a valet video game because a valet video game has never happened before. But I want to have it be really absolutely ridiculous. Like you have to be battling people and things and all kinds of stuff on the way to getting cars, and then on the way back avoiding objects – so that your car gets returned to the person, you know, with still some value, and they aren't so mad that their car is this destroyed, but have it, you know, be exaggerated in a fashion like that. Because everyone that parks with me, no matter what, is 100% worried that they're going to get the car back and it's basically on fire. And I want to have a game where it being on fire is like, oh, okay, well, it could have been worse. And that's actually some point to it.
redemption at the end.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of redemption. Just I at least I brought it from over 2 miles away. I'm sorry that it was through lava and dragons. I apologize for that. We got it back.
I'm still kind of hung up on that valet parking at a hospital.
So yeah.
They just roll up. She's in labor. Watch out. Leave the car.
Is that what it is?
So there's two areas. There's one over by the ER where it absolutely is like that. And then I'm over at like physical therapy and stuff like that. So it's a lot of just helping old people out of their cars. And if they're by themselves, parking it so that they don't have to park like, you know, how
so they don't have to go walk and get better.
So they don't have to. Exactly.
It'd be great if the kid from Paperboy graduated from that and became the valet driver for everybody, too. Instead of keeping subscribers, he's trying to keep his customers' cars good.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was my first, idea with this, was to have it be like Paperboy.
Yeah, that'd be great. Great driving up the street, parks it in the garage. Oh, here's your paper. Oh, we've come full circle.
There's guys holding a giant window. I got to get around them.
I think you should have gowns for the cars. When they pull up to the hospital, they should put a hospital gown on that.
If there's any damage done afterwards, you'll see it through the gown.
Right.
That's absolutely...
Open in the back so you can check the fluids.
We wrap it in foil to keep it fresh for everybody.
Now, do the people tip?
Sometimes. They sometimes
Now,
tip.
Let's say a woman is in labor and she's not tipping you. Mm-hmm. Do you just not open the door?
And usually it doesn't come to that. A woman has tipped me in a baby before. That was nice. She came, had the baby, and then was like, here, you can have the baby. And I'm like, oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, she tipped you with the baby.
She tipped me with the baby. Yeah. I did a really great parking job that time. So I think I deserve to get that baby. Check the value
on eBay. I can't.
E-babe.
It's obviously a joke, but people do drop off. I don't know what the laws in Michigan are, but.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's never happened to me. I'm from Ohio, and I don't know if there's any safety laws like that, but no, it's never happened to me, thank God.
Here's the baby. I'll park my own car.
Well, we had a baby, but it got thrown in the Maumee River, so you're clean now.
I once went to park a car and then got a little bit of ways away before both I, the mother, and the child in the back seat realized that they left the kid in the car. So that was pretty fun. I don't know where any of our minds were that day, but it was not on the current situation.
Very cool.
So that could also be like bonus levels in the game, is you have to get the valeted car with a baby inside of it back before the mom realizes it.
Do the ambulances have to wait for valet too? Or
thank God, no. They have their own separate entrance. But I bet that something tells me that they'd be even worse tippers. It seems like,
but they might have drugs they could share.
Yeah, I know you don't have much money, but toss me 2 Xanny bars while you're at it.
Right in the back, you have the magic.
Just took up a morphine bag. I'll let you.
But yeah, there's just all kinds of gaming elements that you could add to it. Like Roller Coaster Tycoon was a game when I was in high school, and they had a thing where every person that came to your park didn't have a name, but they had a guest number, and then they would say I like this ride, or I think this ride is terrible. And I would like to have something like that, where a customer that I have is like, this guy's going too slow, or wow, I can't believe you drive that recklessly with my car, that kind of stuff. I think that would be a fun aspect to it, to just have virtual people on your ass like they are in real life too.
Sure.
Would you get bonus points for doing the most outrageous things with the car and getting away with it?
Yeah, exactly. Like if you drove under a lake and then drove it back up, but then could drive it for a while and let it dry out, and they don't realize, that would be great.
Except for the fish smell, right? Yeah. Just drive it backwards.
You open it up and a grouper falls out the side of it. Oh, no. I thought you wouldn't notice.
Do you get bonus points for stealing things out of the car?
Absolutely.
And getting away with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course.
You're making something.
This actually happened at one of the other valet areas in town. Guy comes, gets his car parked by a valet, and then days later realizes that his gun is missing from the car.
That
hey,
is
go
some,
and
something
hey, go
missing.
And check the video. And yeah, that was a pure upgrade. The valet stole a gun out of the car.
Yeah, that would be something.
That's a way to fight against the all of the different kinds of enemies. It's to just shoot them away.
You have a bit. Some people value leaving their baby in the car, but that's taking it to a new level.
Well, as long as you don't leave both the baby
and
the
gun.
In the
yeah.
car.
Perfect. You look back, there's just
perfect
a,
there's accident. Just a the baby somehow playing with a gun.
You look in the back seat, there's just a 2-year-old strapped in holding a shotgun. Where are we going today, valet?
Right. You're not going to forget me again there, Buster.
Wherever you want to go, baby. Wherever you want to go. So I have zero video game making knowledge, and that's why I know that my valet video game will never happen, but I at least get to talk about it, and I appreciate all of the feedback for it.
Yeah, but knowledge of making or doing anything isn't important, obviously.
Obviously,
know,
in this
current,
day,
look at
in
our
this day and age.
System, right?
You don't have to know anything. No. Just find people and have them do it for you.
That's a good point. I could go home tonight and it just be on my computer for
and
some reason.
And if it doesn't work,
just
blame
made.
Other people.
That idea, do it, money. You'll get paid later. Just do it for me. Do it.
Fantastic.
Oh, man. That's great.
Steve Jobs never built an iPhone. You can do this.
Right. And if it becomes an autonomous self-parking car, see if you can trick it. Right?
I won't tip that thing. Right. Do you have to tip driverless cars? Oh no! That seems
what
like
would you
that
tip?
Seems like exactly. It seems like maybe if they like if they have a box in the car, then you'd think that they would want you to tip. But why would you tip a driverless car? It sounds like a modern Seinfeld episode.
What
for
would
you
tip it? Oil?
Yeah, right. Jet fuel.
Let me give you this oil. That was a good ride.
Maybe
thanks, driverless
maybe
car.
This driverless car likes classic atlases. Right. Here you go. Here. Here's a car atlas
the good
from 1975.
Little trees, right? The real good brand of little tree.
Really good air fresheners.
I'm not going to get you one of those dangly ones. I'm going to get you a Glade air freshener and stick it in your vent.
All right, now sweet talking driverless cars. That I can get behind.
Oh, I'll sweet talk
not so much,
driverless car.
Not so much tipping.
Right. Hey, baby, where are you going? You tell me you're driving.
Going back to the garage.
I think not.
See the valet again?
I like it when I like it when he drives.
I like
me.
The human touch. Get the driverless car that keeps coming back, right? What? No happy ending this time? Has this gone very well, awry for
no, this is a great episode. I'm happy.
I think not tipping driverless cars is what'll make the cyborgs turn against
them. Sure, yeah, yeah. Sure. That's the start of Terminator.
Right.
Have you seen this boy? Yeah, he's back over here with the valet driver. His mom's in that hospital, too.
Start playing that song from AC/DC or in Maximum Overdrive.
Oh,
when
yeah.
All this stuff.
Oh, Maximum Overdrive. What a great movie.
Brian.
Anything to add on your idea? Anyone?
No. I think I've squeezed as much out of that as I possibly could.
Okay. Go ahead, David.
All right, well, I didn't know what to talk about. I had been thinking and thinking and thinking, and then after reading the intro and everything, you talk about inventions, and I see some other people brought some inventions. So I actually talk about a few inventions in my act. There's one that I don't talk about anymore because I'm not as fat as I once was. I'm down about 73 pounds now in the last year and a half.
I noticed that, but I didn't say anything.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I appreciate it.
I didn't want to say, hey, did you used to be fat?
Dude, I did. I was totally fat, man. And there was this one day where I was in the shower and I was trying to wash all the parts of my body and everything. Mm-hmm. And I had turned to try and wash my hands and I gave myself a cramp, dude. Oh. I gave myself a cramp on the side because that's what happens to fat people when you do things like that sometimes. And I was sitting in the shower with my soapy loofah and I was like, man, there's got to be a better way. And I started thinking about it more and more. I'm not going to give the whole joke or anything like that. But, sure. Dude, I started wishing that this thing was more, I don't know, banana-shaped and rigid, you know. Had suction cups on the back of it, and I could kind of just stick it right on my shower wall. Soap it up, you know. And instead of having to, like, reach to wash anymore and get cramps and then have to stretch it out on a slippery floor and everything, I kind of just back on into this thing like so and be able to just rub it like that, like a hands-free rub. It's more
I've
of a visual.
Seen those things that stick to the walls that people back into. So that's – somebody's done that, literally done that.
It is a good idea, you know.
Yeah, there's a very, very rigorous series of videos about this kind of cleaning device you're describing.
There are videos out there like this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, I need to do more research and everything on this. I had no idea also, that there's something like this.
I also think they call them a rubber phallus is the true term.
Oh, he's starting to put two and two together.
Mine's different.
Aren't they all? Aren't they all, right?
Mine's unique to me.
You did the least American thing ever. You thought of an invention to help you, and instead you just lost weight instead.
Yeah, I did. I totally did. And when I was going to sell this item, though, because of the slippery floor and everything, mm-hmm. every one of these ass – I was calling it an ASFA. Loofah, it was an
ASFA.
Yeah, right. And every time you bought one of these, like, you know how you'd see something on TV, call now and you'll also get the ass. It was no different. When you would call and order the ass, I would throw in a pair of non-slip booties for you to wear while you watch. That way you could avoid a horrible slip and fall in your shower, man, you know? So you could, like, avoid that phallic-like symbol going... Don't want to get too clean. You don't want to get too clean.
No, you don't want to slip and fall.
You don't. You don't want to slip and fall.
End up clean.
Too clean.
Too clean.
We don't want to be that clean.
Nobody wants to be that clean on purpose.
No, but that was one of my inventions. And then I had another invention that I came up with. That I do, I still talk about this one because I need to see this come to light. And you need to copyright your beer screen. You need to copy your video game idea so when someone does it, your idea was already there and you're going to get some change on it because that shit happens and everything. Yeah. And this one right here, man, I have road rage. I don't know if you guys have road rage, but I'm pretty intense when it comes out there. And when I got married a few years back, we were, I think, somewhere in Tennessee or Kentucky along the way when I came up with this idea. But I want people's, like, license plate numbers to be their cell phone numbers, you know? So when they piss you off, and how this would work, dude, you would use their state code. Like, say someone in Michigan pissed you off, right? Mm-hmm. You would just get out your phone. You would dial MI in there for the state code. You would hit their plate number, and you'd hit send, and you could connect right to them, man. That's an idea that I'd like to see come to
my head.
I have this whole thing in the when I do this on stage and everything, I know how I would act, I'd lose my shit on them. Yeah, but I'd like to think that maybe I could be cool and calm and collected, like maybe Liam Neeson in the movie Taken, you know? And be like, I see you're driving like an asshole. I'm not going to pretend to know why this is happening. If it stops, I'll hang up. I will follow you. And I will kill you.
Right.
I like to say that, man, because I know how I'm really going to act. I'm going to lose my shit on these people. But, yeah, that's one invention I'd like to see out there. I think it'd be great.
I love that. Yeah, but, yeah, it is a little worrisome because, yeah, like if anyone in traffic cuts me off and they have a license plate from a state that is not my own, I immediately hate that entire state.
I do.
Just,
I do.
You can completely go screw off Wyoming.
Screw you, Wyoming. No one even likes you or knows where you're at.
Mommy, why did that man call you that on the phone?
So, just a boring question. Yeah. So, you wouldn't need the area code because you'd have the state.
Yeah.
You'd just have the last seven digits.
See, and then certain people, like my wife, always like to fucking pick apart my jokes and tear me down and everything and be like, well, what if they had a different plate because they could have the same number? What if it's a Michigan State plate or a Michigan plate? Are you going to have to get that in there, jackass? I'm like, I don't know if plates are different based on that. I don't know if they repeat numbers.
Sure.
We're going to have the same number here, but it's a Michigan plate, but we're going to have the same number here because it's a Spartan plate. I don't know if that comes up different or not. I'm not going that far in the joke, lady. Settle down. Enjoy it for what it is, all right? Quit being a woman and picking apart everything.
And then there's going to be those people that get around.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to bash women. We have a nice lady over here, and I'm here shitting on women.
Sorry, she's also going to edit this.
We're going to edit him out of the entire thing.
I didn't even get a work wife ring out of it.
Yeah.
You want to bitch to me?
What's the next holiday that's made up? We remember work wife ring, right?
Yeah. It might be Sweetest Day. I have no idea.
No, Sweetest Day is in November, man. It's a BS one, man.
Passed again. We already passed Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is BS.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I can't say it's BS. I got engaged in Valentine's Day. My wife's going to say, oh, so Valentine's Day is now BS. It's a day.
So if you had to get one at Mother's Day, that would whole ruin the work wife not having the commitment kind of thing, I'm sure.
Mother's Day, I mean, I'm not even going to get myself in trouble. My wife is great, okay? I was about to be like, she's not even my kid's mom.
But she's not here.
She's not, but she's going to listen to this whenever this comes out. And she's going to be like, you know, Dave, you came off as an asshole.
You know what, live streams, right?
Oh, it does? Oh, she's not listening right now. Let's bash away. Right. But you're going to post this later for us to listen to, aren't you? She's going to listen then, so I'll be in trouble.
Just stop listening when I get on, honey.
She's great, though. I mean, she came into my daughter's life when she was 3 years old and took over like a champ, like better than her actual mom ever had. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm joking on here, she's a cool chick, man.
Yeah, round of applause.
Yeah, yay. Round of applause.
Yay. That'll get you some points.
Now,
I want something else that starts with a P.
Another flaw with your license plates could be that there are those people that get those vanity plates so that, yeah, they've got Buckeye 1, but then you're like, shit, which one's B? Which one's
U? Yeah, yep. Or, I have one of those out there. Mine, I use the S on it, and then PRTY 77 to spell out Sparty 77. Now that I gave everybody my license plate number. Right. But another comic in Lansing.
It's all right, just live stream.
He's one of my good friends. The first day I got it, I was all happy. I brought him out back to Connections in Lansing when Connections was still there. I was like, dude, look at it, man. Look at it. He's like, right on, man. Sporty 77. I was like, shut up, dude. It's Sparty.
Right.
I like Sporty Spice, and that was the year of her birth. Excuse me.
See, and that's what he would do, man. That's, people just dog me.
Now,
you guys are nice. I'm in a safe nest here.
Let's say you don't like somebody, like a coworker or a neighbor. You could steal their license plate, and then at 3 in the morning, just go out and just drive like a complete douchebag.
I totally do it. Get people to call him, yeah.
You do a pit maneuver on a cop, all he sees is the license plate as you go.
Sure, yeah.
I like your thinking. I do, man. That'd be fun.
That's incredible.
All these sound like wonderful ideas. Why hasn't anyone ever done them before? Because the planning gets lost.
Everybody listening right now is like, dude, these are great ideas. Let's write this down. Let's copyright it. Let's blackball these people for being able to
make
this
happen. Should have been recording this the whole time.
Yeah, right. Isn't that a good idea?
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Work wife now, ring for you.
Now, let me get your thoughts. I did a previous podcast, and my idea was to have a hologram that showed a picture of your head above the roof of the car. So you could, if somebody cut you off, you could, like, sneer at them or flip them off.
Totally, man. I would one-up that one, though. And have like green smoke coming around and be like, I am the great and powerful guy behind you. Like Wizard of Oz.
Could turn into Satan, blow fire.
Dude, when I was younger, I used to get pissed off that people would have their bright lights on at me. And I was like, dude, someday, man, someday I'm going to get myself some stadium lights on the front of my car. I'm going to get the horn that goes off at the Red Wing. And I'm going to freak if some guy doesn't turn their brights off. I'm going to jack these stadium lights off and act like we just scored a goal.
So you drive around Dansville, too. So
I do. But add your little hologram to the top of the car. We got some scary shit going on out there.
Reminds me of the old Cheech and Chong thing. Hey, man, you shot a hole in my clown.
I should point out that I also specified exactly how to build such a hologram.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, all right.
To all the listeners. Yeah. I'm not going to go over it now.
Yeah, I wouldn't know the first thing. Like, you don't know how to build a video game. I'd be like, I want to build this hologram. Do it, all right? We'll make money later, all right? Just find somebody that knew how to do it.
We could have Tupac and Biggie Smalls up there, right? The big rap battles headed down the road, the hologram.
Coachella on the highway.
There you go.
If you're going to have Biggie on the hood of your car, we're going to need a lot bigger car than my Impala. Yeah.
If a person's head popped above their car, it would kind of humanize them to me. Like, oh, I don't want to yell at that guy. He's got a giant, ugly head that has to stay on top of his car now at all times.
I won't discriminate. I won't discriminate at all. I hate everybody out there on the road. I don't give a shit about your scary hologram face. It gives me something to hate now. It gives me a face to hate.
I'm going to see that horrifying pixelated nightmare in my dreams.
Yes.
A hologram. Very cool.
I love okay, that idea. Any more on your idea?
No, I just had those two ideas right there. Sure. I appreciate being on the show. I'm sorry that I canceled so many times, Dan. I have super high anxiety. I crashed like 3 weeks after I started dating my wife. I crashed her. I flooded her car out and everything.
Oh, shit.
And I drove into a flood zone. And I didn't see it. It happened at nighttime. And I've been in a few fender benders, and my anxiety has absolutely gone through the roof as far as, like, driving places. Mm-hmm. So if I see any inclement weather in the forecast, if I see anything like that, I cancel. I'm such a bitch, dude. Such a bitch.
Like, that is a weird dichotomy to be a timid driver, but yet still an angry driver.
Right, yeah.
Oh, dude, if conditions are nice, rain? I'm angry all day long. But if there's a slight sprinkle, I'm like, it's cool, just go.
Somebody calls you a license plate and they just pick up and it's just you crying. I'm so sorry, what did I do?
I'm so sorry.
Come at me, bro, it's raining.
I know, that's what... Dude, no, it gets very scary out there for me. Oh, man, we fishtailed a few years ago, crashed my wife's car, had a whole scary trip on the way to Chicago, two accidents within the last year just going to work, and yeah, man, anxiety has gone through the roof as far as driving for me, so, and then, like, anytime there's bad weather, man, so I do apologize, but this has been fun, I appreciate you.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now to ruin the fun, let's go to my idea.
Yes.
Okay, so last week, I haven't uploaded this episode, but comedian Mike Ball was on.
Yeah, I know Mike.
I know.
Yeah.
His idea was to have a hot dog stand on a beach and basically sell hot dogs and just lounge around on the beach.
And of course it was.
Right.
I love you, Mike.
Revolutionary.
And it sort of evolved into, okay, they're pot hot dogs.
Kind of like Coney. Is that called Coney Island?
Coney Beach.
Coney Beach, right.
So, but he did inspire my idea for this episode. It's sort of based off of his idea and based on a previous idea that I had. Basically, places like a beach, it has to be a busy beach to have like a hot dog stand.
Sure.
Or,
sure.
So there's a lot of places that have people, but they're not quite busy enough to support having a food stand or a small business.
Does it have to be on the beach or the boardwalk in the background?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
And this applies to other places. So,
sure.
So there's some examples of places where not only is there's people, but they're not confined. They're not all grouped together, but there's lots of them nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So, so they're spread out. So an example of that is like a lake on Michigan, like, where there's like people all around the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's one of the metro parks north of Detroit is like that. There's like five or six picnic areas surrounded surrounding a lake. Mm-hmm. But there's not enough people in any one picnic area to support a hot dog stand. But if you combine all of the people together, there is enough.
What if there was one location and you just had different vendors? Like Mike sets up. He likes to play his guitar and everything and do the.
What if you had the tubes that shot hot dogs? Or like at the Silver Dome.
Hot dog cannon.
The hot dog cannon. That's it, man.
There you go.
That's how you get it to all the other beaches.
Right? That's pretty close to my idea, actually.
Great minds.
Did we interrupt? I'm sorry.
That's fine. So one of the examples is a park surrounding a lake, or just a normal park, and it's like a park in a city, or an amusement park where there's a bunch of different people in lines all over the place, or even like a business park, the boring type of park, where people all at lunchtime they're all out, but there's Like I work in a business park. There's like five or six five-story buildings all around each other.
Right.
And so some of these places, people aren't going to want to walk all to one spot because it's too far.
Mm-hmm.
And so my idea is to have one cart or food stand or whatever, but then have drones deliver the food around.
That's, it looks like a battleship cruiser. And then they just all pop up. I like this. So, is a phenomenal idea.
It's not quite as exciting as the hot dog cannon, probably more effective.
More effective, yeah.
It doesn't require skill on the behalf of the person receiving the hot dog.
Because explain that to the valet at the hospital that you have a wiener injury to your eye from the hot dog cannon.
The wiener shot me in the eye.
Sure, just dropped it.
Right.
I liked when the idea was cannons and the idea of driving around like an office park with like a Mad Max kind of like car with just five guys on the back all with hot dog cannons shooting them at everyone and everyone attempting to hit them with dollar bills. Thank you for the hot dog.
What was that movie with Sean Astin Scott and Paul Rudd where they took the little kids under their wing and everything like that.
Role
Models.
Yeah, Role Models.
Remember they were doing the energy drink, that energy truck that they had at the beginning with the beast. Yeah, that's the truck that I see the people on the back shooting people. Yeah, Minotaur. There we go.
Minotaur. Oh, man. Man, I haven't seen that movie in a while. That's a great movie.
So your drones, will they do ketchup and mustard on the fly, or do you have to put the order in? Because I can see the drone having two hands going.
Before you want extra, it's a different drone that's bringing it.
Right,
to you, man.
It's got
to
be a ketchup and mustard drone, sort of fly in and lay one down right there in front.
Yeah,
of you.
Yeah, you could give each one like a personality. Like this drone does this, this drone does that, and then you can dress them up in like fancy little robot suits and shit.
Hot dogs.
Got little BB-8s rolling around the park.
So I picture something a little less complicated. So.
Well, shoot, man.
So you'd have the main hot dog stand or truck or whatever. Yeah. And then I thought, well, you'd have in different areas of the beach or different areas wherever you're at, you could either have like a fast food style order window where it's audio and you'd have the menu. You would tell them what they wanted via speaker. And then the drone would come, take the money, go back, get the food and bring it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could have like a vending machine in every location. And so that way you could put the money in the vending machine and the vending machine would either have the same fast food speaker thing to order, or you could have like a video screen on it so you can actually see the person cooking the food.
Sure. The voice would drone on.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is like legitimately someone could do this idea soon enough because it could just be like you have an iPad on a picnic table like on one of the beaches and then type in the information and use one of those like card readers that they have at some restaurants.
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah.
Have the and then swipe that and then from the like main area a drone pops up and brings over, you know. Yeah. Dog with all the works.
So futuristic. I saw this on the Jetsons.
This is amazing.
And then the vending machine could have normal vending things.
Yeah.
So like off hours when there's not anyone cooking, there would still be pop or candy bars in that vending machine.
Sunscreen beer, all of it.
Yeah.
Very good idea.
This is phenomenal. I'm mad at this idea because it's
work
so good.
Spouse rings, whatever you need.
And then some of the other things. So there's a whole – basically this is an untapped market because nobody's – this is servicing like areas that couldn't have a business before because the people are too spread out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's also – it's not going to compete with the Amazon drones because they're not going to be dealing with – they're not going to care about these tiny little markets and parks.
You don't know.
And stuff.
They may have like hidden BB guns.
Competition
on Amazon drones specifically to pick out.
Battle bots.
But like they're going to want to, like the big companies are going to want to deliver from like grocery stores and like permanent places. This is like temporary. This is like a park on a sunny day or some festival. Or this is like you
if
just
they
put
me off. I'll call them.
You'll call them. I will.
Can they also deliver alcohol at concerts? Because
now that's a good idea.
Save me a lot of drunken walking.
Right.
Okay.
Everyone's raising their hand up, trying to grab at your order. No, that's my drone.
License plates and hologram heads over the drones. Now we're talking.
I like that we're just Voltroning every idea here today. Into one terrifying beast that is going to give us
everything we've always needed.
Everything we've always needed, including sunscreen, beer, and hot dogs with everything on it.
Cool. I think that we've solved something here. I really do.
Bottom line, cha-ching in the air.
That's that money, ladies and gentlemen. That
now,
money.
I did see some possible problems with this.
Sure.
Seagulls could steal the food from the drone.
Can you imagine a seagull battling a drone like midair? You're like, no, my lunch.
That video online of the seagull taking the Doritos would be even more epic if it's stealing it from the mouth of a drone.
Well, we gotta invent force field then.
Right.
Let's get on that. Protect the drone.
Protect the drone at all costs.
If you may have one of those scary hologram faces, maybe like you can like have someone that just, you know, you hire someone just to yell at the seagulls.
Hey, bird, hey, bird, back up!
Yeah, hologram of a bigger bird on top of that.
I'm an eagle.
Stay away from my talons!
Instead of being a drone, it could be a bird, and it could just open its mouth, and out comes the hot dog.
There we go.
Sweet.
Regurgitated hot dog.
Yes.
This man, $10,000 for 50% of the company.
That's someday fantastic. When we're old and we watch all this stuff happen, we'll say, you know, remember we thought that was funny.
We thought it was funny.
Thought of that back in Royal Oak a long time ago, man.
Okay, we got about 10 more minutes, so let me see if I can think of any other points to this. So I think it would also be good for busy areas too, like maybe the Ann Arbor Art Fair, like a concert or something, because instead of having basically some of these places that they'll have like a burger stand and then you walk a little ways, there's another burger stand and there's no variety because no one person is gonna, they basically have to serve the most popular foods because of people. Well, I'm not explaining it well, but if you had these bunch of these places, you could have a more variety. If it could, like, they could order one thing.
Yeah,
you could have
hop
like
around to different stands.
Yeah, it could hop around to different stands.
Yeah. So you get like taquitos from one place and then like an elephant ear from another place and have them fly it over to a third place.
Yeah. Instead of having three burger stands, you could have a burger stand, a Mexican stand, a pizza stand.
That's for more diversity in the food. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is like what I do when I get depressed and go to three fast food restaurants in the same meal.
Hey, variety is the spice of
variety is the spice of everything.
The fries are better here.
Right.
I want Rally's fries, but I want a Whopper too.
When you said that, I'm looking at David and he's got like one tear in his eye and he's like nodding like, I miss that.
These veggie straws I've been eating are delicious.
Especially dipped in ranch dressing.
They have sweet potato in them now.
They do. They do. And that's my spice of life. That's my variety.
I was watching one of those. I think it's Shark Tank over here, right? Because it's Dragon's Den in like Canada and Britain and all those places.
Dragon's Den?
Dragon's Den.
What? That sounds way cooler.
Oh, yeah. And it's the dragons instead of the sharks.
And they
rather go into
a Dragon's Den than a shark tank,
all right?
You ever seen
that dragon like on the Disney thing where it comes out and blows fire into the ice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on and go,
yeah.
Now, is there like a dragon that
aside from a guy
with like a flamethrower?
Everyone that comes and talks to them is knighted beforehand and they have a full suit of armor.
I should hope so.
I dub thee.
How are they going to battle the dragons?
But I was watching the American one, Shark Tank, and there were two women were on advertising their chips made out of crickets. which
yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, that's the new thing is like protein getting protein
zero
from bugs.
Points on Weight Watchers.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It saves you so much weight while you're eating about crickets. That's the weight you're saving too, is vomiting after you eat crickets.
Right. Now, I'm not a vegan, but I do sort of respect the vegan philosophy. Sure. And if they had good veggie burgers, I would eat them. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I thought of was like instead of having one cow that's mm-hmm. cow size, if you had like a big dinosaur, like stadium sized cow, you could feed like the entire country on one cow. So that way
just
you're only
off pieces of this giant god cow.
So you're only sacrificing one life, which has to be way more moral than killing.
But the most tortured existence
cows.
Ever.
But it's only one life. I'm saving millions of lives. It's only one brain. Unless it's like a mega intelligent brain.
I don't know. This sounds well, everything could grow with the cow. Maybe it's a very intelligent cow. You never know.
Then it would destroy us.
It would destroy us because we're cutting parts of it off to eat. Not killing it to eat all of it, just cutting parts off.
But the crickets thing is sort of the opposite thing. Like mm-hmm. you're killing 10,000 yeah. animals for one meal. Like,
that's true.
It's like yeah. Every meal is a genocide.
You know what? After that cricket was up all night in my cabin. Chirp, chirp, chirp. I want him and all his friends dead.
Gonna take him out to the turkey fryer.
That's the most positive I could get out of cricket crackers or anything like that is good, less crickets that we have to deal with.
Right.
Now, will the crickets see you eating the dead crickets and like
scream
be quiet and quiet out of fear?
They plan a revolt. They're like, let's all surround the cabin. Right. Everyone, meet up. Bring your cousins.
You don't want to mess with the cricket army, all right?
Right.
I think everyone in here is just biased towards crickets because we're comedians.
I think, yeah. Right.
When I first did comedy, I had about 5 cricket jokes. I'm trying to remember what any of them are.
Be amazing if any of them went over well. Otherwise, it's just crickets afterwards.
Yeah, crickets are like hecklers that you can eat. That's one of them.
Hey, now that would be something. Because that bachelorette party, there were a few crickets in there. Oh, I mean, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I'm glad that my joke gets a laugh when I'm not on stage. Because it didn't get one when I was on stage.
Like we said earlier, this is a safe space where all right. of our jokes go to be
we
laughed at
by one person.
We even
have padded walls. It's kind of like the institution.
I'm going to hug myself.
Yeah. So good not to have my jacket on today.
Okay. Cricket joke number 2.
Yeah.
Male crickets chirp when they want a mate. Mm-hmm. The same thing could also work for people because if a man chirps when he wants sex, I can't get the wording right. But
it was earlier in your career.
Yeah.
Those jokes are behind you now.
But the woman will have sex with him to get him to stop chirping so she can go to sleep.
Exactly.
That's the gist of the joke. It might work because she just wants him to shut up so he can go to sleep.
I like that.
I thought you were joking when you said you had like 5 crickets.
No, I really do have 5 crickets.
Then you start putting them out there. It's like, holy shit, man. He really had cricket jokes.
He has put thought into cricket jokes.
Dude, your cricket game's on point, man. Motivating me to step up, dude. I need to start making some praying mantis.
I've got a solid 5 about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Oh, you're actually going to do it. Holy shit. Yeah, right.
Okay. Cricket joke number 3.
My cheeks are hurting.
Okay. So.
Okay, I'm on now, man. This is
cricket joke number 3.
I'm until number 5. Yeah, absolutely.
If you cover a cricket with lube, it won't be able to chirp. Okay. I think I missed the beginning of that because it chirps by rubbing its legs
sure, yeah,
together.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you actually got the joke?
Yeah.
We're quick.
I was just laughing. I'm a dumbass. I didn't know.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm going to end on that cricket joke number 3 because I cannot remember cricket joke number 4 or 5.
If I really want to torture a cricket, I used to put flint on its legs so it'd catch itself on fire.
Oh, crap.
You took something from last week's show and brought it to this one. Take this to next week's show. Start off with your last two cricket jokes.
For real, man.
Yes.
It's a absolutely. To be continued. Everybody loves to be continued, man.
Yeah, this is like we're ending on a cliffhanger.
When I saw that as a kid, I was like, oh, next week's is going to be good.
Now,
this week on Creatively Wasted, the cricket jokes you've waited for and longed for today.
No, you're sort of laughing at the cricket jokes because they're funny, but sort of laughing at them because they're not funny or they're cheesy or whatever.
Well, but yeah.
I stand by those cricket jokes. I still don't understand why they didn't work.
I do, too.
Stick with them. Yeah. Stick with them until they laugh.
There's a big
next Laugh Fest opening with cricket jokes.
Yes, nothing but cricket jokes.
That's solid how you get into Laugh Fest, is at least having five cricket jokes.
I think that's one of the questions they ask you when you sign up.
How many cricket jokes do you have?
Now, as a, I don't know if anybody here is a one-liner comic. Probably not. But like, do you group? I don't know. Do you group the one-liners into bits? Like Brad Wenzel, he's a one-liner comic.
Sure.
He doesn't seem. I don't think he groups them into bits at all. I think he just does
he just
random
goes from
things.
One to one, yeah.
But I would sort of group them into bits just so I could remember them.
Yeah. I have my jokes that go certain parts and everything, but I have one-liners that I can't ever just fit into my normal sets and everything. So if I'm just feeling like I don't know, throwing things at the wall, I have this thing that are called Dave's Random Thoughts. And I'll just – and that's when I honestly – I know it's the stupidest thing to do, but I don't give a shit. I'll pull out my notebook and I'll just read them for effect. And for some reason, they love it when I do something
sure,
like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, no, for the most part, if I'm going up, I don't have a lot of one-liners or anything like that. But I do like doing that thing I do, random thoughts and everything, where I do get a chance to use some of my one-liners.
That's a good way to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, there was a guy the recent show I went to who literally did – he read his whole set off of a piece of paper, word for word, like flipping pages. In the
back in
he
the
didn't
day.
Even look up at the stage.
Why need him, right?
Actually, maybe he did like the first minute. He did the first minute out of his head, but then he had the notebook.
Sorry, guys.
He actually did fairly well before that.
Sure.
I mean, it was an open mic.
Yeah.
I think with one-liners, you have to have them – the people with you on board, and they're ready for some type of a spin of where you're going with something to sort of break it up. So I do a couple of them, but or I'll say, hey, do you guys want a cheesy joke? Like, so they know I'm setting them up for something.
Absolutely.
Sort of like a cheesy joke. I did this for a cheese company I did a show for one time. I said, why is it okay to eat baby Swiss but not other baby nationalities?
So wrong, but so good.
Yeah. I like that. That was a good one.
I actually thought about trying to run a show, like a showcase show, where all the comedians have to do one-liners the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Like a monthly show. But I don't know if I have enough people who would do it.
I'd do it. Yeah. I know I have like 4 sheets of one-liners and everything. If you did it, I'd do it.
Did you ever, Dave, do that in Lansing one time? We did a show where we did other people's – I did someone else's bits.
Okay.
And they did mine.
That was the premise of the thing.
That was a lot of fun because you got to see somebody, you know, do your stuff.
Yeah.
And then we did theirs, and it became a lot of fun. It was it was only like doing 4 or 5 minutes of material, but it was really cool and fun.
Yeah.
I never did that, but I have heard of it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the first open mics I ever did, I was sitting there, and I watched as 3 comedians came up and did – they were all just buddies.
That's Carlos Mencia. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it was Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle. No, but 3 comics came up, and they all did the same setups, but then did different punchlines to them, which was interesting to see.
Like the Aristocrats kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's always fun to see everyone's take on the same
bit. You know something I don't see, and this is – I always try and do this if I have the opportunity. I was just doing some casinos, and I was headlining, and I had the opportunity because I had more time. But to tell the audience, hey, do you guys want to hear a good old-fashioned joke?
Mm-hmm.
To, like, pay homage to some of the old guys that used to tell a good joke. Because Bob Hopes, guys like that, had a joke.
Better be good because you're closing out the show.
Oh, I'm all done. Yeah, so I'll close out. Okay. But people don't tell good old-fashioned jokes.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, anybody have anything to plug or anything?
Yeah. If you check me out, my website, chrisyoungcomic.com, lots of stuff coming up. Just remember, if you can't get ahead in life, at least get a little behind.
Nice. I love it.
Find me. I'm Dave Welfare. Two L's on the last name. I was able to afford the second one. Find me on Facebook. I have lots of shows coming up. If you're listening up in the UP, I'll be there next month on the 11th with Alex Price at the Ordock Brewery.
Alex Price is a great guy.
Yeah. One of my best friends.
Phenomenal. I'm Comedy Rug with two G's on Twitter. I'm still paying for that second G. And you can also find me on Facebook. Again, my name is John Ruggiero. That's where I post all of my dates and whatnot. I'm a Toledo-based comic, and most of my dates are around there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Ryan Allen. You can find me on Facebook. I can't remember what my Twitter is. So.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be here. That's why I excluded him. I don't have a beef with him.
Come on to my show and then don't talk. Don't
at David M. Welfare for my Twitter.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Thanks.